six shampoos. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use six shampoos.
The F.W. Fitch Company presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris.
Won't come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy, and that's what I like about the star.
A few days ago, in the April issue of Radio Mirror, Phil Harris read that he was a confirmed country gentleman and somewhat of a gardener. So last Thursday found Phil on his hands and knees trying to live up to his reputation.
Oh, Phil, you're out here.
Hiya, honey.
Oh, Phil, look at you. Your brand new slacks covered with mud. Well, you've even got dirt on your forehead.
Yeah. Ain't I cute?
I don't know what to do with you. You have to be watched every minute. You're just like a baby.
Mommy.
What?
Lick your hanky and wash my little face.
Oh, don't be silly. What are you doing out here on your hands and knees anyway?
I'm studying the wonders of nature. I'm watching those tender little buds push their heads up through the soil.
You are?
Yeah, every time one pops up, I drive it back with a croquet mallet.
Never mind that nonsense. Do you know what day it is?
Day? Oh, sure, it's our anniversary. You know, I was just going down to buy you a present.
Well, that's fine. But it so happens our wedding day is until May 12th.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, kid, we're in trouble.
Oh, don't be so funny. This is the day they're having Daddy's Night at Baby Alice's school.
Daddy's Night?
Yes, I told you 2 weeks ago. They're putting on a show for the parents, and every child is going to do a little act with her father.
What does the job pay?
Doesn't pay anything.
Well, then tell him to get another boy. Harris don't get up in the morning without they little lay a little cabbage on him, you know.
Be serious. You've got to realize there are certain educational responsibilities and social obligations that go with fatherhood.
Oh, great, great. Why didn't somebody tell me this before I whistled at this dame?
Well, you just can't disappoint Alice tonight.
But, honey, I wouldn't know what to do with no children's party.
Well, the other fathers have some wonderful ideas. Now, Mr. Williams and his son Rodney are going to do bird calls.
Yeah, and if I know... Don't laugh too much. I'll never get rid of her. Don't laugh. What do you say they're going to do?
Bird calls.
Yeah, and if I know old man Williams, they're going to get a few, too.
Well, I don't know. I think he's very good at it.
Good at it? I seen him once at a party, and he spent 45 minutes trying to imitate the mating call of an American eagle.
Well, what happened?
It laid the biggest egg you ever saw. Hey, I just got an idea. Hey, maybe me and the kid could sing That's What I Like About the South.
Oh, no, Phil.
Well, then wait a minute. Maybe I could do this one. Flaghorn's a name, son. I'm from the South, way down south, a real deep South, that is. Why, where I come from, Senator Bilbo's a Yankee. That was a witticism, gal. Laugh, woman. You're as motionless as the Republican Congress.
Phil, you know you can't do anything like that at a children's nursery school. It has to be something with a little refinement and culture.
Well, don't worry about me, kid. If it's culture they want, I'll come out there and throw it all over them.
That's just what I'm afraid of.
Now, wait a minute, honey. Don't worry about it. I'll think of something. I got to get dressed now and get on to a band rehearsal. Well, that's more important.
Get home early, will you?
Sure. I'll be home about 3 o'clock, and then we'll really work out something with Baby Alice.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'm a lucky girl to have a sweet, considerate husband like you.
Yes, you are. You know, honey, after you working with all them big movie stars like John Payne and Tyrone Power, how come you finally married little old me?
Oh, I don't know, Phil. I guess it was just another case of the beauty and the beast.
Oh, don't say that, honey.
Why not?
You shouldn't ought to call yourself a beast.
Go get dressed and get down to your rehearsal.
Well, you guys are really blasting them notes apart today.
Yeah, sounded good to us, too, Curly.
Good egg, pal.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I don't know what you guys are pumped up with, but if they ever bottle it, it'll put that whiskey out of business.
Yeah, Phil, the boys are feeling pretty good today.
Yeah, they sure are, Frankie.
You betcha. We all seen Duel in the Sun last night.
All right, Sin Killer, stop hugging your guitar. It ain't Jennifer Jones.
Hey, fellas, the leader made a joke.
All right, wise guy. Say, that reminds me, incidentally, Jack Benny wanted me to talk to you characters. Now listen, it don't bother me none, but he said he'd appreciate it if you guys had stopped showing up for his broadcast in your undershirts.
You mean he wants us to wear shirts, Phil?
Yeah, and he said he also said something about pants, too.
Gee, I wonder where I can get a hold of a pair of pants between now and Sunday.
Oh, Frankie, stop, will you?
Hey, let's make this rehearsal fast, Phil. I gotta drive my mother-in-law to Santa Monica.
Santa Monica?
Yeah, I'm gonna let her ride the roller coaster at Finish Pier.
Oh, Artie, that roller coaster's been condemned.
Look, Phil, I know that and you know that, but she don't know that.
All right, will you get back to your seat, Artie? Come on, fellas, let's knock this one off. I gotta get out of here. One, two.
On a Paris boulevard, I picked up a postal card. Someone had forgotten the mail. Seems as though some tourist had meant for it to meet her dad, for it told a typical tale. Naturally, I read what she wrote. This is what she said, and I quote, I came to Paris to buy me a gown. To Paris, and oh, what a town. The lights were shining, the music was gay. I bought me my gown and decided to stay. Now, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me. Papa, don't preach to me. Let my heart break while it's young. Oh, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me. Papa, don't preach to me. Let me fling till my fling has been flung. I danced in Paris last night with Pierre. That X marks my room, but I'm never up there. I strolled through Paris today with Maurice. The Rue de la Paix has such handsome police. Oh, Daddy, don't preach to me, preach to me. Papa, don't preach to me. Let my heart break if it must. Oh, Daddy, don't preach to me, preach to me. Papa, don't preach to me. Or don't shut off my guaranteed trust. I'm here in Paris since early in May. My gown got all worn out, but I'm still okay. I'm made for Paris, I'm finding that out. I still have no past, but the future's in doubt. Oh, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me. Papa, don't preach to me. Let my heart break, let it roam. Oh, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me. Papa, don't preach to me. Or I'll never, no, never, don't preach to me, or I'll never, no, never come home.
Ladies, you can have hair that's romantically soft, radiantly lustrous, and ever so easy to manage if you use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. For Fitch thoroughly cleanses your hair and scalp. In addition, it contains a special reconditioning action that helps restore elasticity to your hair. You'll notice how it helps your hair to take and keep a wave longer. Fitch shampoo works equally well on all colors and textures of hair and in either hard or soft water. It's so gentle, it will not harm even a baby's tender scalp. In fact, Fitch has been tested and commended by the Parents Magazine Consumer Service Bureau. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. See how it gives your hair glamorous highlights and a new captivating smoothness. See how it leaves your hair as lovely as that of any famous beauty. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Hey, Curly, let's go get a cup of coffee.
Can't do it, Frankie. I told Alice I'd be home right after rehearsal.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Alice makes you punch the time clock.
Oh, wait a minute. It ain't that at all.
Well, go on. Go on. Next thing, she'll have her brothers out combing the bars again.
Now, cut that out. I got to get home because baby Alice and I are entertaining later on.
Hmm?
Sure. Tonight is Daddy's night at the nursery school.
Oh, clutch my little hand, Papa. The snow is 12 feet high.
Oh, lay off, Frankie. Lay off. Baby Alice and I are going to do a little act together.
Oh, you're breaking my heart, Curly. I ain't felt this sad since Shirley Temple got married.
Okay, keep it up. Keep it up, Frankie. Keep it up. And the next thing you know, you'll be back playing second syringophone with Bora Minovich.
I don't get sore, Curly. I didn't mean nothing. What are you and Baby Alice going to do in that entertainment?
That's just the trouble, Remley. I don't know.
Why don't you sing "That's What I Like About the South"? You do it so well.
But Frankie.
And so often.
No, Frankie, look, when you're going to a place like that, they want something more high-classer than that.
You mean there is something more high-classer than that? Look, Curly, I got it. Why don't you do something English?
Oh, no, I ain't got no time to learn no new language.
No, Phil, I'm serious. What do they do in a picture when they want to make it high class?
Throw in Jane Russell?
No, no. They stick in a limey.
You mean a limey's an Englishman?
Sure.
So that's what I've been squeezing into my rum and Coca-Cola?
Look, Curly, the English theater has always been loaded with culture. Take that Ronald Coleman, Charles Laughton, them guys.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, Frankie.
Well, listen, Phil, I got an English friend who lives in my apartment house. He was on the London stage for years.
Well, is he really a high-class guy?
High-class? Phil, the guy's a purebred Cockney.
Royalty, huh?
Sure. Come on, we'll go over and talk to him. He'll give you some stuff that'll knock you out. Ah, this here, my friend's apartment here, Phil.
Well, let's make it quick, Frankie. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, okay. Hello, Sparrow.
Oh, yeah, Frankie. Come on in.
Thanks. I want you should meet a friend of mine, Phil Harris.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Governor.
Governor? Oh, I guess he thinks I'm from Georgia, huh?
Hey, Sparrow, Phil here's in a little show tonight, and he wants to do some kind of an English act. I told him you'd be glad to help him out, huh?
Oh, bet your bleeding boots I can. What kind of an act did you have in mind, Ducky?
Ducky, well, look, I just want some material that I can use with a little girl.
Oh, I got just a thing for you, laddie. I used to work with a bit of fluff myself.
He means his daughter.
15 years on the British stage I was. Head man in the Cheapside Follies I was. But I had my fill of that go. Blinking managers ain't got no art. Take the bloom and strike me dead out of your kiddie's mouth. That's what they do.
Gee, he talks better than Ronald Coleman.
I'll never forget the night I left the nasty hole. I was on the stage, going over big with the audience, laying them in the British Isles. When all of a sudden, the horrid manager rings down the blinking curtain on me. So I quits him right proper, I did.
I know, but look, Sparrow, I don't want nothing. I just want to do...
I popped into my diggings, big as life. And my old lady said, "What are you doing here?" "Quit," I said. "Quit," says she. "Quit," I says, and quit I did. And with that, The old girl ups and lets me have what for with her tea cozy.
Oh, that's too bad. But you said you had something you thought Phil could use tonight.
Oh, that I have. If I remember rightly, it begins with a little song like...
Oh, Julia, thanks for bringing my order right over.
Oh, that's all right, Miss Grace.
We're going to have dinner early tonight.
Oh, company?
Well, no, we're going out. You see, Mr. Harris and Alice are going to entertain over at the nursery school.
That's right, entertain?
Oh, Julia, that's no way to talk. He and baby Alice are upstairs now rehearsing some kind of an act.
What's he going to do, sing "That's What I Like About the South"?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I don't know what he's planning to do. He's keeping it a secret.
Well, for your sake, I hope he ain't too bad. Hey, Miss Faye, before I go, will you accept this token of my affection?
Well, what is it, Julia?
A medal I won at the store.
Oh, this is cute. First prize, Crisco stacking contest, Ralph's Market.
You should see my entry, Miss Faye. It was inspired by you. 600 cans of Crisco, 14 feet high. A symbol of our love. A living, breathing monument of pure, all vegetable sauciness.
That's very touching, Julia.
Yeah. If we should have a pot, I'd go down to that store and pull a whole 600 cans down on my head. And as they pick up my limp and tan-dented body, they will say, "Poor Julius Abruzio, he died for love and Crisco."
Oh, Julius, you're silly.
Well, I gotta get back to the store. Farewell, soulmate.
Goodbye, Julius.
Mommy.
Yes, Phyllis.
Mommy, what are Daddy and Alice doing upstairs? They got the door locked.
Oh, they're working out a little entertainment for the nursery school tonight.
What's he going to do? That's what I like about the South.
I don't think so, honey. I wish I knew what he does have in mind.
Can I go to the school tonight, too?
Yes, Phyllis, we're all going. You like to hear your daddy sing, don't you?
No. I like the way he falls down to get laughs.
Well, honey... That's just a little trick of show business.
Well, if I know Hotshot, he better use it tonight.
Now, Phyllis, that's no way to talk about your daddy.
Why, Mommy?
Well, because he's your father. And, well, because I love him very much.
Why, Mommy?
I'll tell you, honey.
Such a good egg, he's a regular guy. You'll seldom strike two characters like the egg and I. He's such a good egg, we're just bound to get by. Whatever's in store is good enough for the egg and I. He's no information, please. For what? I'm not the type to kick. I can overlook his flaws. Because he knows what makes me tick. Here's what we pray for in the sweet by and by. A bundle of love, facsimile of the egg and I. Thank you.
can flee. So what? I'm not the type to kick. I can overlook his flaws because he knows what makes me tick. Here's what we pray for in the sweet by and by. A bundle of love, facsimile of the egg and I.
Come on, Phyllis. Intermission's over. We've got to get back to our seats now.
All right, Mommy. I like it here at Alice's nursery school. It's got a real stage and everything.
Here we are, Phyllis. This is where we were sitting.
Do you think Daddy and Alice will come out on the stage now?
Well, we'll see, honey. They're quiet. There's Miss Hollingshead.
Parents and students of the Hollingshead Nursery School. At this point in our program, we would have heard from Mr. Williams and his son Rodney in an exhibition of bird calls. Unfortunately, while rehearsing the mating call of the American Eagle, Mr. Williams experienced a little difficulty backstage. The porters are cleaning up the egg now. So we continue with Mr. Philip Harris and his daughter Alice.
Daddy will fall down right away, Mommy?
Phyllis, please.
I have not been informed of the nature of Mr. Harris's offering, but I sure
never mind the jive, kiddo. Come on, Alice, we're on. All right, hit it, Professor.
Oh, I'm at the Mary Iggins, and I'm heading for me diggins, and I'm carving on the anvil of me kind. Oh, I'm somewhat of a measure, a Piccadilly smasher. And the ladies love me down in Lambert Line.
I sigh, Gertie. What was that horrible noise I heard at your house last night?
Lama, Reggie. That was an owl.
I know, Gertie, but who was owling?
Oh, I've a poodle for a mascot, like a bloomin' swellin' ascot. I've a stickin' in me dickie made of pearls. I'm a proper English female, with an eye for every female. Kind
of
lady or a periwinkle girl.
I sigh, Gertie. I hear your brother Harold was decorated by the French army.
No, Reggie. They only given it to him.
Why not, Gertie?
He's so bloomin' ugly they can't find a general to kiss him.
Oh!
I'm at the Mary Iggins, and I'm heading for me diggins, when I met a lass as chucky as can be. To the pot I did invite her, but she screamed, "You nasty blighter. But what you thought, you ain't me cup of tea."
I sigh, Gertie. I went to the doctor yesterday on account of his deafness.
What did he do?
What did he do? He set me down and said, "Now, me lad, let's have a look at this ear."
What did you sigh?
Blimey, I said, "This ear what?"
Phyllis, quiet.
Oh, I'm at the Mary Iggins, and I'm heading for me diggins, and I'm carving on the handle of me kind. Oh, I'm somewhat of a masher, a Piccadilly smasher, and the ladies love me down in Lambeth
Line. Well, honey, the kids are all tucked in bed. You want to play a little gin rummy? Ah, come on. You're not still mad at me, are you?
Yes, I am. After that performance you put on, Alice will never be able to go back to Miss Hollingshead School.
Well, what do you mean? The song killed the people.
I'm at the Mary Iggins, and I'm heading for me diggins. Oh, brother.
Blimey, I thought it was quite bonzo.
The song was bad enough, but when it was finished, did you have to roll up your pants and yell, "Oh, la, la," and throw your garter to the audience?
Well, I got it back right after the show. Not only that, how'd you like the way I got off the stage? I got a big laugh when I curtsied twice and kicked the curtain.
You got a big laugh, all right, but you didn't kick the curtain.
No?
Mm-mm. You kicked Miss Holling's head.
A tuppence for Miss Holling's head. The old girl ain't got no art. She's taking the bloomin' strike me dead right out of your kitty's mouth. That's what she do.
Oh, shut up. Look, Phil, you've disgraced us all with that horrible song. I never want to hear it or anything about it again ever.
Mommy, Daddy.
God, Lanny. What are you tykes doing out of bed?
I finally did it, Daddy.
Did what, honey?
I taught it to Phyllis. Come on, Phyllis. A one, a two. Oh, I'm
Aunt Samara
Higgins, and I'm
heading for the
diggings.
Oh. And I'm climbing on the underlying line. Oh, and someone up a maker, a Piccadilly smasher.
Hold it when I holler, hold it!
Alice, put on that tea cozy.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Personal grooming tells the world whether you're careful or careless. And nothing reveals carelessness so much as unsightly dandruff on your hair, scalp, or shoulders. So don't let dandruff spoil an otherwise good impression. Remove it easily and completely with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Fitch is the only shampoo made whose guaranteed to remove dandruff with the first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. You see, Fitch penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp. It dissolves all traces of dandruff and then forms a creamy, efficient lather to float it away. And since Fitch is completely soluble, it rinses out in a jiffy with ordinary water. Use Fitch shampoo regularly and let your well-groomed, dandruff-free hair tell the world that you're particular about your appearance. Buy an economical bottle at drug or toilet good counters or have professional application of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo at beauty or barber shop.
Phil, you just got a phone call.
Who was it?
King George the Sixth of England.
King George the Sixth of England.
I said six.
You mean to tell me I got a telephone call from King George? It was not.
Sure. He wants you to do an act with him. He's got a great idea.
Why?
You both come on singing. That's what I like about South Africa.
Next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, directed by Paul Phillips, with the original music composed and conducted by Walter Sharp. Included in the cast were Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Tetley, and Elliot Lewis. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Men, use Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic daily. It makes your scalp tingle with that feeling of new life and pep. Fitch's Ideal is not sticky or greasy, so pep up your scalp and give your hair that well-groomed look with Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic. Bill Foreman speaking. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.